This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford, and on this week's episode, we're going to hear from the winning team from the University of Georgia, who won the inaugural Intercollegiate Championships, which took place in conjunction with the Virginia Horse Trials this past weekend. And I'm going to go around the table and introduce each one of them, and they're going to tell us, I think, a little bit about their horses, their partnership, and then how the weekend unfolded for them each. So first of all, let's come to you, Emily Cox. You are the new president-elect of the Georgia Intercollegiate team there and led your team this weekend to success. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about the partnership, you and your horse, FR, Check It Out Now. How did he get that name?
His name is FR's Check It Out Now. In the barn, he's known as Billy. I got him about, actually, 2 years ago, I think to the day, today. I got him from Kyle Carter, who bred him, and his barn is called Five Rings, so that's what the FRs means. He is a little seven-year-old thoroughbred cross. This was our fourth training this weekend, and he was absolutely amazing all weekend. We didn't have our best dressage test, but he went in the stadium ring. He usually kind of gets a little nervous, but he was completely calm. We had a great stadium run. We did pull one rail, but I didn't even realize I had touched it when it hit the ground. But he was perfect on cross country, one of our best cross country rides. But he's just such a cool little horse. He's not the biggest horse. He's only about 15'2". But he's such a blast to ride, and he really loves his job. So I just had an awesome weekend with him and couldn't have asked for a better weekend.
Obviously, a great result for you all. Well, let's go now to the other Emily on the team, Emily Cardan, who was actually riding in the novice division. The rest of you were in training, and she was riding Schwalbestrom. There's a German name for us. Emily, welcome. Tell us about the partnership you have with this horse.
Hi. Yes, thank you. So Schwalbestrom, we call him Storm because his other name is quite a mouthful. He's pretty experienced. He's been around the block, and I have had him for probably almost coming up on a year now. I got him just before I joined the team, and he's just been great showing me the ropes and helping me move through the levels.
Well, it clearly worked for you this weekend, and you just pulled a rail there, but apart from that, you had a fantastic, I mean, started off with a 26 dressage as well. Is that pretty typical for him?
He is pretty fancy. He knows his stuff. We had not really been scoring that well, though, leading up to this event. I would have been really happy with anything in the low 30s, but I think he knew where he was, and he pulled out all the stops.
Well, he certainly did. Well, we're coming now to Caitlin Ruff with Shadow Fax in the training division again. A 43.8 for you in dressage, then in a couple of niggly rails. And how did this performance compare to how he'd been going this season, Caitlin?
Unfortunately, this past weekend wasn't our best weekend. It was perhaps one of our worst shows, which is not ideal for the championship. I got Shadow about 3 years ago, completely green, started him over cross rails myself, and we've worked up the levels from starter to training together. He is an absolute packer at beginner novice and novice, but training we're experiencing a few confidence issues, so I'll probably bump him back down to novice for a little bit and like really get him going. He's a great horse, though. He's a super cross-country machine. He just is a little nervous, as some thoroughbreds are.
So what did you take away from this weekend and the big lessons to work on this summer with him?
Just really working on his confidence, trying things that are scary at home, and just slowing down a little bit so he really knows what he's doing and there's no questions in his mind about what's going on. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit of an anxious rider as well, so we just together need to get more comfortable with the bigger height. Neither of us had evented before, so this is both of our very first time doing training. So it's a little intimidating to come up the levels your first time, so we just need to get a little more confidence going.
It's all about practice, isn't it? Just keep doing it. Well, Devon Olivia joins us as well. Riding Charisma, you had a weekend, I would imagine, where you were pretty satisfied with. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, Charisma, we call him Blaze in the barn. He's a 8-year-old off-the-track thoroughbred. I've had him since he was 3. I started him right off the track, and He was super all weekend. He was very, very hot in all the warm-ups. I thought it might not go well. he took off with me in warm-up. We came out of the warm-up arena, but he pulled it together for a dressage test. He was a little tense, so our marks could have been a bit better, but he kept it really together for our jumping and left all the rails up. And we almost had some speed faults on cross country, but he was a machine out there. So I was very happy with this weekend.
Yeah, very nice scoreboard for you, Devon. Well, let's go back to Emily Cox, who's the team captain, really, this weekend. Tell us what your impressions were of the event there. What were your biggest takeaways, and how did you feel about your performance overall going forward now with your eventing career?
Overall, we had a great weekend. I was really pleased with how the team performed. Especially Emily Carden had an incredible dressage score. And at the end of the day on Saturday, when we had all had gone, we were pretty far behind Clemson. We're about 24 points behind. And then we just held it together on Sunday. None of us had any penalties for the cumulative score. And we ended up in first, which was awesome. It was absolutely incredible. We were just going hoping to have a great show, and to come out the champions was amazing. And Virginia Horse Trials did a great job hosting the first intercollegiate championship. I was really pleased with the way they ran it. They had an entire barn dedicated to the colleges, and they made sure we all were well represented. And it was just great how well they ran it. And I'm just really looking forward to this year with this team. It's just awesome because we won three out of the four challenges this semester in the spring, which is huge for us. And for one of those challenges to be the championship is just awesome. And I can't wait to come back next year to Virginia and try and defend our title.
That's it. Have another go at it. Well, Emily Cardown, what did this mean to you? Obviously, you know, competing as a team, an intercollegiate team, must be huge, and going to a championship like this. Talk about what it meant to you, and what your takeaways were from this experience.
Well, I mean, eventing in college was really just a huge goal that I had for myself. And this weekend really, I think it proved to me that I made the right decisions. I'm actually from Boston, and I came to the University of Georgia because of this eventing team, and to have this horse and have this opportunity to join the team and then be put on the team that ended up doing so incredibly well, and to do it on a personal best was just incredible. I think it was probably, it must have been the best weekend of my life.
Well, that's saying something. So a lot to celebrate. I hear it really was a fantastic weekend there for you for the first time down there at the Virginia, where I think, as you said, it's coming back to Emily next year. But I think your team seemed to have made an extra effort as well, as apart from, you know, really pushing Clemson right to the line there. But you also went an extra yard and won some other prizes for something else, a little bit of sparkle that you brought to your horses. Devon, why don't you tell us about that? Because that was quite novel.
Well, we did. We painted up all of our horses for cross country. And actually, Emily Carden freehanded most of that work on the horse's rumps. And it made us really stand out, and I really like that.
It certainly made you stand out. What sort of comments were you getting? Because nobody could miss you going cross country, could they?
No, we got lots of compliments on all our horses.
I bet you did. Well, talk a little bit about the actual event and the, you know, everything else that went on there this weekend, because it wasn't just what was happening in competition. You also had a bit of fun outside, didn't you, outside of competition? Devon, why didn't you talk about that?
We got there on Thursday to have an extra day to really prep and have some fun. We all went to dinner together, and we dressed up for the meeting of all the teams on Friday, and we wore our sumo suits to the team meeting just to have a little fun. We definitely tried to have a lot of school spirit this weekend.
It sounds like you really did. You know, spirit was the name of the game there, and you won prizes for it. But Caitlin, why don't you tell us a little bit about your family involvement? Who were your support team? Apart from everyone else on the team, who were your crew? Were your family there to support you?
Sadly, my family couldn't make it up for the weekend, so it really just was my team, which was great. The team is amazing for that. Anytime you need help, if you need help packing up your horse, holding your horse, braiding your horse, Devin actually braided Shadow for me because I am not very good at braiding. So the team really is all you need. Like, I wish my family was there. It's really sad they couldn't make it up for the weekend, but having the team support was really awesome and definitely really helped me out.
There was probably a few selfies, though, to celebrate and perhaps some videos. Did you use social media, Caitlin, to tell everybody what you were doing this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. I am always on Facebook and Instagram, Snapchat. My horse, all my animals, my dog, my horse, all of them are just the only thing I post about, really. I am the crazy horse girl on the internet.
Emily Carden, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, your support crew and you know, what this means to you being on the intercollegiate team and how important that was. And let's talk a little bit about that scenario and how, what it involved for you time-wise in college to do this and get all the way to the championship.
Well, I mean, as far as the college life goes, I really did not have a lot of trouble this year balancing both riding and going to school and having friends outside of the team. But I mean, I was there every day just because I would almost rather stay in for the weekend and go to a horse show than hang out in Athens. But I mean, my support team was just great. Obviously the team is incredible. The spirit is great. I think every girl had somebody helping her warm up in almost every phase. Everybody was taking pictures of everyone and screaming "Go Dogs" when we crossed the finish. So that was incredible. And my mother and my sister actually drove down from Massachusetts to Virginia to see Storm and support us while we were there. And Sunday night we drove all the way back to Boston. And we got in at 7 a.m. yesterday morning. So it was just overall big production and a lot of fun. And both my family and the team were instrumental.
Well, that's fantastic. And how about you, Emily Cox? Tell us a little bit about your family background and involvement in horses. Was there anyone that was doing the sport before? Any equine interest in the family?
Actually, no. No one in my family has ever been horse people, but they do love it and they support me 100%. My mom actually drove up for the weekend with me to watch the show. She loves coming to shows and seeing all that me and my horse do together. And as everyone else said, the team is really our number one support because we're always there for each other. We always have somebody tacking up, and in warm-up and on cross-country, you can always find somebody there to support you from the team, and they're just really our number one support.
Well, Devin, what will this mean to you for the summer now? What will you do in the sport, or will you continue to ride throughout the summer, or do you have a little break now? What does that look like? Has it made you more confident and more ambitious in the sport by being part of the intercollegiate program?
I think it's definitely made me more ambitious. I have two of my own horses I'm going to keep riding through the summer. I've got some friends that put their horses in training with me, so I'm going to ride as much as I can over the summer while I don't have class, and look to move up to prelim with Blaze by this fall, and just getting as much riding in as I can. The team's definitely made it a lot easier to ride, be competitive while we're in school.
Right. Well, three of you are already seniors. Emily Cox, this is your final year, isn't it?
Yes. I have one more year left, and I'll graduate in May of 2017.
So where would you like to take your eventing now, when you move on once you graduate?
The plan is to take a year off after I graduate. I'm actually a pre-med student, so after I take a year off, I'll probably head on to med school. But during that year off, I'm hoping to continue riding and eventing and see how far me and my horse can go and just kind of get the riding out of my system before I go on to more school.
Oh, okay. So lots of ambitions, you know, in terms of a career there. So maybe would have less time for eventing. So make the most of it now, as you say. That's the key, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Take full advantage.
Ma'am.
Well done, you. Well, Caitlin, how about you? I know it's a long way down the road, but now that you've got the bug for eventing a little bit, what do you think you would like to do in the sport?
Well, I actually just graduated from UGA. This was my last year to be a part of the team, so it was great to end on this note and win the championships with Georgia. That was absolutely amazing. But I am unfortunately joining the 9-to-5 work world now, but I will certainly continue to event. I don't have professional goals. I just do it more because it's fun and I love it and I can't imagine life without it. But yeah, I will hopefully be eventing until I am very old, maybe even on my deathbed. That would be ideal. But no upper levels. Just keep it small, keep it fun, keep it low key. That's what I'm about, and I look forward to doing that.
Wonderful. Well, obviously, this has been a fantastic experience for you to make it all the way through to those championships this weekend, and then to win it by a tiny margin. But nonetheless, you crept on up on Clemson, and you beat them in the end. So a fantastic result. Congratulations to all of you for winning this weekend, and we wish you the very best of luck with your careers. And I'd like just to finally, before you go, each of you summarize what this intercollegiate program means to you and what you would say to anybody in college who's thinking of taking part in this. Let's start with you, Emily Cox.
The opportunity to event on a college team has been incredible. It's really made it a lot easier. I know a lot of people sell their horses when they go off to college, which I find really unfortunate because we've got these great teams and this great opportunity to compete as a school. And this semester, I actually had a very difficult semester. I was taking some pretty hard classes, but I always had friends on the team who could ride my horse if I couldn't get out to the barn, and that was huge. It makes it a lot easier on me and keeps my horse in shape. And just the opportunity to have such an incredible team and that community at a school and at college has been incredible.
Devin?
Yeah. I think it's definitely doable to ride in college, and these teams make it so helpful. Just learning about time management and hard work, and you can succeed. And I think the team really helps out. I don't know that it would be so easy to do it without these teams, so I'm really glad they exist and that we do so well together.
Caitlin?
Eventing is absolutely amazing. If you have the opportunity to get involved, I highly suggest you take it. Even if your college doesn't have a team, starting it offers you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I was a founding member of this UGA team, and I've been with it since day one. And getting to say that, getting to like look back later in life and be like, wow, I started it 20 years down the road when hopefully eventing is NCAA. And just super popular, hopefully as popular as football. Like, you can look back and be like, wow, I was there when college eventing first started. So get in now. Any parents listening, definitely encourage your kids to get into college eventing. Don't think that they can't have a horse at college. That will overwhelm them. In fact, I found having a horse at college keeps me sane and keeps me out of trouble. You know, I don't want to go out and party because I want to be riding my horse the next morning. So it's just a great opportunity. You meet friends, such amazing friends that you'll never forget. And I just really encourage everyone to get involved.
Emily Cardin.
Well, I think we all know how eventing is. It can be a very individual sport. And at least for me, when I was growing up, you know, I had a barn, I had my girlfriends in the barn, but you know, you went out there and if you were competing against each other, it was competitive. You wanted to, you know, you weren't really riding for a team, you were riding for you and riding for your personal best. But with the collegiate eventing team, I think we all have that sense of teamwork that you would get with most other sports like football, like soccer, you know, when you're working together for a goal. And I think that it's just, that's something I always kind of looked forward to and I kind of really wanted but never had that opportunity eventing on my own before college. So I think it's just, I mean, it's a huge part of my college experience. I absolutely love being on this team. And, yeah, it's getting really popular, and I really hope that it continues to, collegiate eventing continues to have the sort of success that it's had thus far.
Well, thank you very much, all of you. Devin, Olivia, Emily Cardin, Emily Cox, and Caitlin Ruff. And once again, congratulations on winning the intercollegiate championships, and the very best of luck in college and beyond, and, of course, with your eventing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And the 1, 2, 3 was, again, the University of Georgia Red, in second place, the Clemson Tigers, and in third place, the University of Georgia Black. You can find the complete results and a full report from the weekend's intercollegiate championships on the website at useventing.com. This podcast is available for download from the iTunes podcast store to any podcast app on your mobile device. Don't forget to check the website for regular updates on the leaderboard and all the latest news, and follow us on social media at US Eventing. Until next week, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.